Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Crick Blog podcast. Back after 2 weeks this time. Apologies to everyone. I was unwell last week, but all good now. This Sydney winter's getting to all of us. It has been very cold. Ice on the lawn, ice on the car in the mornings. It's been quite cold, but all good. And we're here today to talk about the recent ODI series between India and Sri Lanka
Yes.
with my Indian fan and co-host Nash. How are you, mate? You're all right after that? What
A lot
happened?
happened. But like I said earlier, I think it's fine. I wasn't expecting a lot. I was not expecting that, but it's fine. They allowed one or two here and there. But yeah, like you said, Sydney winter, Melbourne winter hasn't been that great as well.
No.
We got some sunny days last couple of days, but yeah, it's been up and down. But cricket's on, test matches back on with South Africa and West Indies in the Caribbean. There's Olympics going on. There's a lot happening in the sports world, and it's an exciting time to be a sports fan.
There is, yes. And Premier League season and football season is going to start next weekend. And the footy season here in Australia is heading towards its peak in terms of finals. And my team
Not to
is.
mention there's India versus Australia women's A games going
Yes,
on
that's
at the
going on at
moment
the
in
moment.
Brisbane.
Yep,
So
that's right.
yeah,
Yes,
there's a lot
absolutely.
going on.
Yep, so
And
7 for 123 after 18
yes.
overs in that second game for India
Yep,
after a
and you
close
as an
first game.
Arsenal fan are ready to get hurt again.
Oh,
You as an
yeah, I'm
Arsenal
ready.
fan.
I'm ready. You're just
Not
taking a stab at
long to
me,
go
but
now.
I'll
Not
take a shot back
long
at
to go
you.
now.
So India lost their first series against Sri Lanka in ODI cricket for 27 years, since
Yes.
1997. I was at the ripe old age of 4 when that happened in
I
August
was four.
1997. So what happened this time? I was quite surprised with India's inability to play spin. I know that pitches were turning and it was tricky, but looked all at sea.
Look, I think to be really honest, no one really wanted to play that much cricket. That's the first thing I would say. It's just there's so much cricket that has happened already. The mental toll that it has taken
Well,
on
it's
the
a lot of
players. It's
new
not an
players in that
excuse.
team,
It's
though.
not an it's it's not an excuse. But I'm saying the foundation of that team, the core players from that team, have all their mentally exhausted after that World Cup. The T20 series that happened, India won 3-0, and first game was a tie in the ODI series.
I'm smelling
And
excuses here.
that's what I'm saying. I'm coming to my point. There's and two comprehensive losses. I'm not
Yes.
giving an excuse, but I was not expecting the series to go that way. I
No
was
one
expecting
was,
that India
I
might
think.
be there and thereabouts. Sri Lanka will play well given their home conditions and a lot of support, but I was not expecting that. And it's not an
No.
excuse, but I think they're allowed one or two series to go, to go against them because they've just held up that white ball champion sort of unit for so long now. I think it's bound to happen. But I think I wouldn't think too much on this. Gautam Gambhir's first assignment as the coach, a lot to be answered. There's a lot of questions that have been already asked, and
Like, what are
in
some of
the end,
those questions, do you think? Is the makeup of the team? K.
me
Rahul was
exactly.
dropped
That's the
for that
first one.
last game.
That's the first one. Makeup of the team, get the combination right. What is the right combination? And what I'm concerned about more than this series loss is there's no more ODI schedule as of today between now and the Champions Trophy. And that concerns me
And
more
India
than the
could be
series
playing their
loss.
games in Sri Lanka, right? If you don't play in Pakistan, you could be playing in
Well,
Sri Lanka and look what's happened.
exactly. And I think that last ODI Siraj, Mohammad Siraj went away for a few runs as well, and he wasn't his usual against Sri Lanka. But
And you can see the frustration. He's picking fights and
And it's fine. I mean, it's fine. It's okay. I would say it's an inconsequential ODI series, but there's, as I said, there a lot of questions were asked regarding the team combination, who's the right fit in what position, and where does Akshar Patel fit in, where does the openers fit in, how does Virat Kohli, if Rohit Sharma gets out, like the question that has been asked for the last 12 months now with Rohit Sharma's approach is, what if Rohit Sharma starts that way, then where does Virat Kohli go? You know, does he anchor the innings? Does he play
Well, he can
at a
afford
good
to,
strike
can't he?
rate? Exactly. But the thing is, you know, well begun is half done, is what I is it, that's the age old proverb. You can start, you can have 10 overs, 90 for no loss, and then you can get out for 210. That's the point I'm
That
making.
happened
So
right throughout
you
the
have to play
series.
the long innings, and Rohit Sharma has played long innings. He has played daddy hundreds before, so he is capable of doing that. The last thing I'll say though on this series is, I think it's good to see Akshar Patel there in the ODI format. It was a crime that he wasn't there in the 50-over World Cup, and I think we have to remember the value he brings to this unit in all formats, to be honest. And he has to be one of the first names on that team sheet, you know, in all formats. Him, Bumrah, you know, obviously Kohli has retired, but you know, these players like Yashasvi Jaiswal, Shubman Gill, they have to be there and thereabouts. And Gill has to now start turning up. He's the key. He's the future of this Indian batting after Rohit Sharma and
He
Virat
does have to turn
Kohli.
up.
The baton, yeah, the baton passes on to him, and he has to now start stepping up in more games, you know, more often than not.
Absolutely, he does. Just a question for you. Is it these younger players that are coming through? Have they just been brought up too much white ball cricket on very flat pitches at home, good batting conditions that when they go overseas or away from home like this and they're faced with challenging surfaces, they can't quite handle it?
Look, I
Is that a
think
concern?
I don't think that's a concern. If do you mean that they are not playing enough red ball cricket? Is that what you mean? Or they are playing
Part of
enough
it.
white ball cricket
Part of it,
on
but the white ball
flat
cricket they
pitches?
play is on very good pitches, right, in the IPL, etc.
Yeah.
And then they go overseas, like, or away from home like this, and then they're faced with turning conditions. And I thought India's footwork
Yeah.
was not something you'd expect from an Indian team. You expect the bread and butter of any Indian team is playing spin.
Look, I think what has happened is, I'll say this though, in the last few years, the domestic structure of India has been pretty good. They play all across the country with different
It's the
pitches. You know,
strength.
you got Mumbai where it bounces a bit at the start, but it sort of evens out. Then you got North India, Dharamshala, where it's flat. You know, it's fast. It's windy. Then you got pitches that spin in the south, and you know, you got all sorts of pitches. You got slower pitches in the eastern part of India. So there is variety there. The thing that I want to say is, and I may be absolutely destroyed after this gets out, but the quality of the spinners has maybe gone down in the domestic circuit. There are some
Interesting.
spinners like, you know, Sai Kishore, you know, who come up the ranks, but overall the quality of spinners that these youngsters grow up playing maybe has gone down, and that's what's affecting the play, you know, the way they play this the spin attack of oppositions and the way they approach the spin. One thing I'll also say is regarding red ball cricket, I think no country in the world, and I say this having experienced Australia and New Zealand, no country in the world, no player from any country in the world plays as much red ball cricket as an Indian player does, even at the age of 18 and 19.
They do play
Like
a lot. That's the
we
strength.
have 3-day, 4-day games for
That
under
is true.
16s, we have 3-day games, red ball 3-day games for under 14s, under 19s, you know, under 23s, under 25s. So I think the red ball isn't the experience of red ball isn't the problem. The application of that to the international level, that's where it gets a
That's
bit tricky.
true. No, you make good points about India's red ball strength and the amount of red ball cricket that they play around the country. That is true. That's why it surprised me in the nature of the way they played in this series. It's like they looked stuck on the
And look, I
crease at
think
times and
at
they
the
lost
end of the
27
day,
wickets to spin. That's the most ever in an
yes.
ODI series for a men's ODI series, three matches. 27 of the wickets fell to spin. Unbelievable.
And I think at the end of the day, look, Sri Lanka played great cricket.
They did.
The credit where credit is due. They like Rohit Sharma said in an interview, the execution of the sweep shot was really fantastic. They played, just applied themselves well in the middle, in batting, in bowling as well, and on at the end of the day, the better team won.
They did. And Sri Lanka enjoy some of these series from time to time. I know they beat Australia a couple of years ago, but the key for Sri Lanka is to be consistent now. Can't just have these flash in a pan moments. They've got to try to be a little bit more consistent. They've got some really good spinners in their lineup. I think
Yes.
Wardalage is an absolute gem of a player. He's everything that embodies Sri Lankan cricket. The fight that he shows, bat and ball. They've got good spinners. They had, I think, five frontline bowlers out injured in this series as well. So just goes to show that there is some bowling depth there. They can get some consistency with their batting. That'll go a long way as well. But good series for them. I think things to answer for India. I think there was a desire to have left-right combination in this series, and it didn't work. I understand the idea of having a left-right combination, especially against spinners. You've got left-arm spinners, you've got leg spinners. You want to have sometimes the ball turning into certain players. But is there a there's a balance? Do you pick your best 11, and that might mean more right-handers, or do you go for, left-right combinations where you can?
And look, I think there's like I said, the
Interesting.
questions are around all rounders as well. Shivam Dubey, I think it's safe to say we have seen the last of him in the one day format.
Yes,
He
I
batted
agree
at
with you.
number five, I think four, he batted at number eight, seven.
It could be proven wrong one day, but I don't see him as the player that sets up an innings
No.
per se. I think he's more of a middle over
Not at all.
players in T20s where he's a spin hitter and can give you that impetus in the middle overs of a T20 game rather than playing the long game in an ODI. Similar to Suryakumar Yadav, I think they're both of the similar sort of ilk. Of course, I believe Suryakumar Yadav is a step above, but I'm talking about the overall approach of the player and what they're suited to the most.
And I think India also needs to find out where does Washington Sundar fit into the combination. He batted at number four in one of the games. I think it was the first game where he batted at number four.
Yep,
Then he
they
batted
shifted
at
things around.
number nine in
Yeah.
the last game, and
Yes.
it was they are trying different combinations, and they have to quickly figure out where they fit in, and that's why it concerns me that there's no more games between now and the Champions Trophy. And
Yes.
that is I'm sure there'll be a few more scheduled by the board, but I think as of today, as of the recording, there's no more games. So the question is that how do we figure out our combinations? And
Yes.
it's safe to say Rohit Sharma, Virat Kohli, these two will see out until the 2027 World Cup. So they are there. We you know that one of the there is one opener and there is number three. It's about who gets in. Shubman Gill is there. He has to start putting in
He has
the
to
big
start putting
runs.
in the numbers, doesn't he? There's a bit of
Absolutely.
spotlight on him now.
Absolutely, he has to start racking up the numbers now, and it's high time. He's going to carry the baton forward for the Indian batting.
Yeah, and he's sort of the example I say, does well in home conditions, particularly in Ahmedabad. But when he's faced with more challenging conditions across around the world, does he have the, I think he's got the technique, whether he
Oh
has
yeah,
the mental
definitely. He has the
capacity.
talent, he has the skill.
I think he's
He
got
has to
everything,
mentally
whether he
apply.
has the sort of the mental fortitude to stick through that. Because the final match, he came charging down the wicket looking for a big shot over the top. I know the ball stayed a bit low, but just to judge the delivery better and just to assess conditions better, that's going to be the big challenge for him. India do have
I
three
mean,
ODIs in February against England.
he had like
That's
57 runs in three games, Shubman Gill.
yeah.
So that's not a good look for someone who is, sort of pitched as the next sort of superstar of Indian batting.
Yes. So you're right. He's got a big few months ahead in all formats. To really prove himself at international level on a more consistent basis. Speaking of ODIs before the Champions Trophy, India have got three in early February against England at home. They're the only ones that are scheduled at the moment. Lots of T20s, five against England, I think three against Bangladesh. So yeah, T20s, playing those. I guess there is another World Cup coming up soon, but maybe sneak in a few more ODIs. I don't know where you fit them in though, with the Border Gavaskar and all that. So I think KL Rahul at five for the Champions Trophy is a must. Shreyas Iyer at four. That's what I would go with. I'm not sure if you agree. And then Kohli at three. And
I mean, that's the combination that was used in the World Cup as well, and
I think
it has
KL
worked out
Rahul
very
at
well.
five is underappreciated by a lot of Indian fans. Just how good he was at
Definitely.
five.
Definitely, definitely. I think that one final that has thrown all of his credit and goodwill out of the window, I think that's how fans look at it. But what he has done at number five for India, since he started batting there, has been really invaluable.
That final, say he gets out early. Maybe he could have scored a bit quicker. Okay, but say he gets out early. Then remember the Shami at number eight.
Oh no,
India had.
I'm not saying
I'm
he's
saying
not to blame
for
or
the
anything like that.
critics.
I'm just saying, yeah.
I'm saying for
I'm
the
just
critics of
saying
that
that.
innings and putting him down for that. Because you have to remember before that as well, he was a beast, very rock solid at number five throughout that whole calendar year. And I think he should have that position. For the Champions Trophy. So it'll be interesting to see what
Definitely.
happens there. But congratulations to Sri Lanka. They bounced back after that T20 series, particularly that last game. I still can't believe they lost that game against Rinku Singh and Surya Kumar Yadav bowling in the last two overs and going to the super over and all that. But they bounced back, played very well in the 50 over format. They won't be in the Champions Trophy if my memory serves me right. So got to be consistent in the games that they play. Sri Lanka going forward, that's going to be the big one, and they go to England for the tests starting next
Well,
week.
they've raised some concerns about the riots
They
going on in
have,
England, how the tables turn, but
yes, lots going on because there's
could
also
be interesting.
concerns. Women's T20 World Cup October, that's in Bangladesh. We all know what's happening there, so there's a few things to keep an eye on and ear on. Be interesting to see.
Could be really interesting.
Test cricket, there is test match going on at the moment. Rain affected the first day in the West Indies in Port of Spain. 50s, lots of starts for South Africa. They picked a very, very long batting lineup. I find interesting their selection of just Lungi Ngidi, Rabada, Maharaj, and Mulder as your four bowling options. What do you make of that? I think you probably want
I
another
think they are
bowler.
expecting, they might be expecting Markram to bowl a few.
Yes. Yeah, probably.
And a couple of other batters if they can contribute. Two or three over spells here and there between the main bowlers. So
Yeah.
I think having Ngidi, Maharaj, and Rabada and Mulder has, if we only speak about Rabada and Maharaj, they are the experienced ones.
Yes.
So they have to do the chunk of the bowling. And yeah, it could be really interesting because now they are 344 for eight at the end of day two. And lots of starts, like you said, lots of starts. I think I can count one, two, three, four, five starts. Got to 30, and then just
Lots of starts. Lots of starts. So you only had Markram, single figure score, and Maharaj, a single figure score. Everyone else hit double figures. And you look at the fall of wickets, 43, 86, 137, 187, 244, 271. Lots of partnerships, no major one.
And
So
look, I think
good
credit
test
has to
cricket.
be given to West Indies as well.
Yeah,
And
agree.
that's one of the points I was thinking when I was watching the game is the biggest positive for India when they started becoming a world-beating team overseas as well was the dominance they had at home. And
Yes.
that confidence
You got to
transferred
start
over
with
when
that.
they travel. You have to start with that. You have to make every home season your fortress. You can't afford to lose even a single session. You might end up losing here and there, but it's about how you come back. And
That's
we
right.
saw what India did with England. I think once West Indies start believing in themselves and
Yeah.
start becoming that force at home,
Yeah.
they will be more competitive overseas. And don't get me wrong, I remember that they beat Australia at the Gabba, but
Yes.
instead of having those one-off wins, they have to sort of start competing again and again and again.
They fought very well in Australia, but it was a Shamar Joseph special, wasn't it? And he's not there in this game. So how they bat against this South Africa attack, Because a lot you expect Maharaj to do a lot of the bowling with that the makeup of that attack. He's going to be tasked with holding up an end. So if you could put a little bit of pressure on Maharaj, it's going to get Bavuma in South Africa thinking about how they rotate their bowlers and what they do. So if you can fight and grind down the fast bowlers and look to take on Maharaj where you can, albeit he's a very good bowler, and get some partnerships going. Hopefully the weather stays away because this has the potential to be a pretty interesting game and pretty interesting. I think it's only two games, which is disappointing, but a little interesting series there in the West Indies. But yeah, hopefully the weather's kind because it could be a little interesting game there.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks, Nash. That'll be our roundup
Thank
of
you.
our latest episode. Good to see Test cricket around the globe. Again, we're looking forward to that Border Gavaskar Trophy at the end of the year. Can't wait for that. So thanks to Nash. You can catch us on at CrickBlog Pod on Instagram and X. We'll
Thank
be
you.
posting some reels in the coming days of this episode. And yeah, subscribe to us on YouTube. And yeah, catch the audio version wherever you get your podcasts. Cheers, everyone.